Hey everybody, do you know what's about to happen? I do.
It's a Tiny Tight Show, what you know about pro wrestling. Tune in, get a lesson in, a little MMA, got a question, throw it our way, a suggestion. Listen to the podcast with some bomb gas. RVD, no he won't pass, makes me so mad when Big Show sad. I just can't believe the acting, it's the last thing I wanna see. But Mae Young fasting, crashing through a table, you're overreacting, not another stable. Tiny Tight Show, move. Not, don't give a fuck, Chris Benoit. I'm Zach Selleck, Mike Batchelor. Start the show, brother.
And we're live. It's the Tiny Tight Show for the week of August 20th. I am one half of your tag team champions, Mike Batchelor. Joining with me as always, my tag team partner,
Zach Selleck. In the house tonight.
What up, Zachy? How you doing, buddy?
I'm excellent, Mr. Batch. So tell the people what the Tiny Tight Show is. Tell them what it's all about.
The Tiny Tight Show is your show for the latest in professional wrestling and all MMA talk with a side of dumbass. That's what we do well here at the Tiny Tight Show.
You think we do dumbass? How on a scale of 1 to 10, how good do we do dumbass?
On a scale of slap nut to jackass, I'd say we're like right around here.
Okay. Well, that's good. I've never really analyzed it that way. So let's hope the viewers agree with you, the listeners, the viewers on YouTube.
Sergio and Jason Ward.
I hope Mr. Sergio is listening on this fine evening, or maybe not. It'll be a fine evening for whenever he listens to it.
Yes. We actually got another viewer, too. One of my coworkers at work watched the show. Because, like, she busted me on Leroy De La Rosa. I'm like, what?
That's awesome. At the Tiny Tight Show, we talk a little pro wrestling. What happened on Sunday? What we got to talk about this week?
I woke up on Monday morning, the sun was shining, the birds were singing, I had a great night's sleep because John Cena is dead.
That's not where I thought you were going with that. I thought you were going to go, like, you totally forgot about SummerSlam and just woke up on Monday morning and go, oh, snap. Oh, no.
It's a beautiful day because John Cena got destroyed by Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam.
So you're going right to the main event.
We're going right to the main event. We can talk about the rest of the show because I think the only thing we're talking about that show is the lumberjack match between Ambrose and Rollins.
You know what you did there? You just opened up beach.com. You just opened up a video and just went right to the friggin' facial.
That's right. Well, that's what we do on this show. It's all facials.
Okay, you want to talk about the match? I'll talk about the match. I watched it. It was pretty. Okay, well, you start. Obviously, now, you're happy.
I'm a happy man because I hate John Cena. I cannot stand John Cena, and he went down in flames because the whole hype to this match was Cena's going to bring a different side of himself, and this would be me, John Cena. Nobody's seen this John Cena before, and yeah, we haven't seen this John Cena before because he didn't go Superman and kick out of two.
Did you think that it was going to be more competitive?
I kind of did. I got dehydrated just watching Brock work up a sweat in that match.
Yeah, he was definitely sweating. It was mostly German suplexes.
Sixteen German suplexes.
Maybe, I don't think all of them were Germans. Maybe one was something else, but... maybe 14, 15 Germans. And they weren't just like, some of them were just like ring tossing, like across the ring. They're just flinging them around.
They were Brock Lesnar, fuck your couch suplexes.
They were like Tim Boach throwing you around the octagon like a child tossing. Tim Boach, that's a UFC reference. You might not get that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was – and then when he started busting out the rolling Germans.
Oh, man. So, he just went – I think some of those shots look pretty stiff too, like especially the first opening round. I think he came at him pretty hard.
You know when you're in for a long night when you wrestle Brock Lesnar normally. He's a little snug.
I'd say so, yeah.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Like I always talk about that the first match with Cena where he got him in like full mount and was like elbowing him in the face and
yeah, hard way to move like with an elbow, boom.
It's like 10. It was 10:30. I'm like, what are they gonna do for the next half hour? I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But no, anyway, let's go back to this match. But so you thought they were gonna make a comeback? So did I. Of course, everyone thought that. So just pure destruction. What more can you say about it?
If we were to put this to like a mathematical formula, 16 Germans is greater than the 5 moves of Doom.
Yeah. I read somewhere, I didn't come up with this, but I read somewhere on the internet, someone commented, said the only way you can take out Brock Lesnar is with the steel chairs. I guess Cena did it, and someone else did it recently with the steel chairs. Triple H?
Yeah. I still think I go under the theory that Brock Lesnar is really King Hippo from Punch-Out. So you punch him in the stomach, he'll fold.
Yeah.
Was it diverticulitis or something like that?
Yeah, that's when he was up in Canada and got some crazy stomach thing. Then blame Canadian healthcare for it, which was kind of weird, but...
That also makes me think of like the running gag you and I used to have. You hit me in my stomach. That's an old joke. So new world champion. So we saw. I think even the announcers were shocked. Like, this is all Brock Lesnar. I don't know. What else? What else happened? I guess we had the Bella heel turn, which we all knew was kind of coming. Nikki turned on Brie.
Yeah, so Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella, it's a hype match, and I thought Stephanie was great in the ring.
Really impressive for not having to wrestle for like 10 years.
Yeah, I did not know what to expect at all from her, and I thought that she was very convincing, and she kept to like the certain moveset, and which was fine, and it was. She did a great job, and she's very convincing.
With the exception of like Daniel Bryan cheating on Brie, Steph's been doing like some of her best work just as a heel.
Yeah, I agree. That's the only thing wrong with that storyline. Like they just kind of throw it in once in a while, and like there's no real, I don't know. Just why talk about it if you're just going to talk about it in passing once in a while? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's building for something bigger, but I don't know. I would have avoided that storyline. Yeah.
It just made me think of the AJ Styles baby mama storyline from TNA.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, and plus we all know like if anyone. Seeing Total Divas or even Raw, you'd assume that Daniel Bryan's not that type of guy. So it's like, I don't know. It's not a very plausible storyline either. So,
hardcore Jim Henson is not the type of guy to cheat on his wife. That's my new nickname for Daniel Bryan, Hardcore Jim Henson.
Hardcore Jim Henson?
Hardcore Jim Henson. Like, okay. Look, because if you look at a photo of Jim Henson from like the 1970s, it's Daniel Bryan, big beard, long hair.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I watched that Mutant Ninja Turtle documentary on Netflix this week, and
I've seen that too. That was pretty good.
It was actually pretty well done, and I didn't know Jim Henson. Well, I was so young at the time. I didn't know Jim Henson did the animatronics for the first movie. And that was his last movie. And goddamn Elmo was Splinter. Who would have known? Who would have known?
Oh, no.
Splinter is Elmo. Elmo is Splinter.
That's kind of wrong. That's kind of wrong now. Does that mean that Splinter likes trolling on Grindr?
Splinter had this relationship with these four turtles for a reason. When the sewer lights went out, Kevin Clash, don't ask questions.
This is a very different Turtles movie. This is the XXX porn parody Ninja Turtles movie.
You seem to know. I have never heard of that.
Hey, I need to know this for my sister's show, Multiverse 5. So this is the type of journalism you hear on that show.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, anyway, I enjoyed the documentary. Netflix Canada for sure has it. So if you want to go check that out, boom. And if you are in Canada and you have your VPN, turn it off. Or it might be on the American one too. Who knows? Anyway, back to SummerSlam. Brie Bella, what do you think other than the cheating storyline?
Brie Bella's actually not bad. You can tell that Daniel Bryan's actually training her. Nikki, not so much.
Well, Nikki seems to be just concerned with, like, hitting the gym with John Cena and getting, like, real big, like, or more toned, but...
Real big.
Well, yeah, that too. She got a little job done. Little teeny job done.
Titty.
That was a while ago, though, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not new news, Bachelor, okay? We're talking new news here. We're talking SummerSlam. We're talking Raw. We're talking that promo on Raw. That promo on Raw, Nikki Bella delivered, was terrible. That was
worst promo ever.
Oh my gosh. Like, Brie, I'm mad at you. Because she was like going from tone to tone, like from high to low, and like the reason she was saying like didn't really make any sense. She was saying is because ever since she was a kid, I don't know, blah 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 blah.
I want you to redub that promo right now. We'll put it on our channel.
And then Brie comes out and says what I think is one of the stupidest things of all time, where she goes, Nikki, we will be sisters for life. We will be sisters for life. I think like we will be friends for life. That might like be more like that might apply more. But sisters for life, that's obvious. Obviously, you're gonna be sisters for life. Either if you like each other or don't like each other, you're gonna be sisters for life. Like, and then they kept playing it throughout Raw. Like every commercial break or like every replay, it was like, ah, sisters for life, sisters for life.
Zach, you will be my co-host for life.
Oh, thank you, Bachelor. Well, we're tag team champions right now. No one is even attempting to take the titles from us. We're like, what, 2-3 year? This is like the tiny tight, longest reign ever.
It's the only reign. It's the only reign that matters. Now, yeah. Big Show Mark Henry might actually beat us for these titles because those are some big motherfuckers, but I think we can take them.
Oh, yeah. So you said you liked that. Tell me why you like that.
It's kind of old school. It's kind of like that vibe of like Big Boss Man and Akeem or Andre and like Ming. Like, I want them to call themselves like the Colossal Collection 2 or the Twin Towers 2. I want them to come out like matching gear.
Okay, I'm going to bring up something really controversial here.
Oh.
Okay, this is... I've been watching some TNA recently, and what I finally do is have a lot better storylines throughout the whole show. So I say that you could use Big Show and Mark Henry. What I was going to say was... The controversial part is saying that TNA is kind of good. But
I will give applause to that.
But yeah, so you could use Big Show and Mark Henry in a more different, separately, because they're both established. Maybe a Bo Dallas, do a 3-month program. Bo Dallas and Mark Henry, that would be freaking, I think that has potential to be great.
Mark Henry was supposed to be part of that stable where that kind of just died with Big E, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, I heard that died, like, because obviously they don't care about anything. Well, they other than the upper echelon, but the upper echelon is growing slightly, obviously, with the British Shield breaking up. So there are a few more storylines, which is nice, but you still have to have like. You got Big Show. You got Mark Henry. Use them more efficiently. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's time for like Big Show to become like the GM or something like that.
Yeah, because remember what Well, he's not going to main event. Remember when he made a main event with Randy Orton last time? I think that was the last time he made an event at a pay-per-view.
When he was crying.
Oh my gosh, that was terrible. So, yes. And I don't think it got any buys by
Stephanie's so mean to me. I didn't want to punch Dusty in the face. That's a callback.
Yeah, there's a little flashback Friday there for you.
Yep. I always get confused. Is this Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday?
Or Way Back Wednesday.
Too many. Too many to remember. So, yeah, Big Show. I don't know what to do with him.
Okay, we got Mark Henry feuding with Bo Dallas now for 3 months. We'll think what's okay. Let's book up here. Let's book the Big Show now. Let's book the Big Show, Bachelor.
Okay,
we got it. We're our thinking caps on. What are we gonna do with the Big Show?
Rusev.
Yeah, that's good. Right there, boom. We got it. Okay, let's try to think of something other than the flag to argue about.
Big Show becomes a Russian sympathizer. Joins Rusev.
He's Rusev's new big bodyguard and mentor.
Shosky, the big Shosky.
And he definitely, like, should not talk.
No.
Not talk anymore.
I want him to come out like a 1980s Nikolai Volkov satin jacket with a hat and just stand there in the back while Lana yells at people.
Just 1 second. Hey, I'm doing my show.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, sorry. What? She can hear you.
Cameo by wife, EAC. yeah, that works. Because I guess the Jack Swagger feud is now over.
Yes. Because what did Swagger pass out from the thingy?
He passed out and
Rusev. Recliner.
Yeah, and Rusev kicked Zeb in the head. So I guess Zeb is gone.
What if Big Show got on all fours and Lana rode him like a horse to the ring?
The Big Bear Show. He's the big Russian bear.
What if Sylvester Turkai came back?
Oh, you would be a happy man. You would be a happy man if Sylvester Turkai came back.
Sylvester Turkai came back, and they had a huge faction. Big Show, Sylvester Turkai, Lana, Rusev.
There you go.
Well, it's just throw one random person in there for fun. But, like, it doesn't...
Zack Ryder.
Yeah, but he's got, like, one of those, like, big, like, Siberian hats on or something.
Change his name to Isaac Ryder. Isaac Ryzumov. There you go. No.
Okay.
That's terrible. File that joke.
Okay. Well, what's next on the hit list?
Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose feud continues at SummerSlam. Probably one of the best lumberjack matches I've seen in a long time.
So what do you think? Are you happy that they saved the match for SummerSlam and didn't have it last pay-per-view?
Yeah, I think it really worked out. I think that match was just an excuse for Dean Ambrose just to start attacking everybody.
Yeah, I think it was good that they held out.
Yeah.
Too. I was obviously disappointed at first, but I think it has added a little bit more intrigue to the feud.
Yeah, and once he started brawling through the crowd, the lumberjacks go like, what the fuck are we supposed to do?
I liked how Kane was like, get on out there. And then everyone, I think a few people went out in the crowd too, did they?
Yeah,
so it's probably good for the fans. That'd be exciting to see if you're sitting there trying to... When I was in Montreal, I was hoping Roman Reigns would come down my aisle. I was one aisle away. But I was right on the edge, so if he was in came down my little corridor, I was going to smack his ass.
There you go.
I'm going to get kicked out, and it was like he came on first. He, like, opened the show because he, like, talked, so I would have got kicked out immediately. But
You should just give him the whap, good game.
I said go team.
Yeah. So, he's just going to back in.
I'm yelling at the security guard. He's dragging me out. I'm like, I said go team! I said go team!
On Monday, so-called that, but I thought with all this ALS challenges going on, I thought Seth Rollins was just going to do one. Then Ambrose would attack him out of nowhere, but it happened on Raw in the middle of a promo.
Yeah, it was good. So what Rollins was talking, and then Ambrose hit him with the bucket, and he said it's for charity.
Yeah, just the he pours it on him, then you know it's Ambrose. It's just a reaction. He's like, "What? It's for charity." Bonk.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying this feud. Hope it goes on a little longer.
Well, that's good. The last we're going to see of Ambrose for a while with the scimitar blocks in their main event. Yeah, how about that? Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, main event of Raw. After SummerSlam.
Yeah. Good for them too. Well, guess what? That cinder block gimmick was stupid, though.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Looks like they had the Japanese table that didn't break, and the Spanish cinder blocks that crumbled when you actually touch them.
Well, I don't know why. Like, okay, here's my logical thinking. It's a falls count anywhere. Why don't you have those stupid cinder blocks in the back where it makes sense? Why do you have cinder blocks somewhere where there's never cinder blocks? Like,
can't just lift up a thing. Oh, look, cinder blocks for no reason, just sitting right here. Like, they're there every week, but nobody uses them.
It's a falls count anywhere. And, like, the other two options were, like, you could go anywhere in the arena, too. So put the fucking cinder blocks in the back where it makes sense. Don't put them in. Oh, that's so dumb.
But I love the fact, okay, Ambrose gets, like, stretchered out, like, on the board and things like that. Then, evidently, he escapes. And now no one knows where he is while he goes films his movie. He refuses medical attention, then escapes, according to WWE's website.
Who is this, sorry?
WWE's website. Like, no, in a report that...
Who escapes, sorry?
Ambrose.
Oh.
It says he escaped. What? Who was after him? He was getting medical attention. He just escapes. Of course Dean Ambrose would escape. That's what Dean Ambrose does.
He's in the back of like a broken down Honda CRX 83.
Yep. Plotting his next move against Seth Rollins. Mother of all Paul Heyman promos on Monday.
Yeah, that was a fantastic promo.
Paul was spinning gold. Someone actually made the mock-up of the Brock Lesnar t-shirt of sleep, eat, or eat, sleep, suplex, repeat, suplex, repeat, suplex, repeat. That shirt was like this long.
You think he was trying to get like a new chant going for future Raws?
I think he was just like cramming it down people's throats like Paul Heyman's so good at doing, just to like get that hate from, but then the whole crowd started chanting for Lesnar.
It's a really good promo though, so...
My other favorite part of that whole segment was Brock's just a happy guy. He's a happy-go-lucky guy. He's sitting there. He's got his new belt. And he's like, Brock goes to Paul, do that again. My client, Brock Lesnar. And like Brock's got this big smile on his face. That needs to be a new meme. Happy Brock.
Instead of Crazy Eye Brock. Yeah. The one where he's on the ground.
Instead of like Rob Ford on a Brenda Brock.
That's a good one, yeah. Yeah, so what so what's next for Lesnar? So
guaranteed he's got that title till Mania, guaranteed.
Yeah, so it seems like Lesnar or Heyman was planting the seeds for the fact that he won't be defending at every pay per view. That's what I got out of that promo. That he's gonna go ahead.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's planting the seeds for that, saying like kind of it's gonna give the title more prestige if he doesn't defend it every month like it has been for.
Well, Hogan didn't defend it every month.
I think like Lesnar matches would be so hyped. Like I'd be excited to see who would fight him next. Like who is gonna fight him next? Is it gonna be like Orton or probably not Orton?
I see Sheamus making a run at him. I see Cesaro making a run at him. Neither will beat him.
Sheamus would be a good physical match, though. Wow.
That would be. If they build it correctly.
Like Sheamus could probably go with him pretty good. Like, Sheamus could probably take a pretty good beating from him.
I think Big Show needs to get some payback for all those chair shots months ago when Brock just beat the shit out of him with a chair.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one where he threw the monitor and it almost went in the crowd?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. That was the same one. He hasn't beaten up Mark Henry lately.
Oh, yeah. That was poor Mark Henry. So, instead of Mark Henry helping younger talent get over, he's just getting F5'd on the floor by Brock Lesnar.
Then his arm broke with the Fujiwara armbar. I think Mania probably is going to be Roman Reigns versus Brock.
You think that... You can't think that arm breaking is real, though.
No, but... It's supposed to be real, but... I would hope Daniel Bryan comes back. Like, Bryan versus Brock is... No-brainer, David versus Goliath.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. So, yeah, Bryan, but I can't really see any. Who's next? Like, I don't see it. I don't know.
Santino needs a title shot.
He's retired, man. He's retired.
Let's move on to the IC title. New IC champion Dolph Ziggler finally pulled the gun on Ziggler. Beating The Miz.
Yeah, so... like, I usually don't pay attention to them talking in the ring, but Miz Ziggler, like, I cannot help but just hear everything they say. Everything they say. It's crazy. Like, I've never been able to tune in, like, that frequency, the wrestling frequency, except for the Miz Ziggler matches.
Cena, I always hear Cena. It's one of the reasons I hate him so much. What's worse, the talking in the ring or what the hell, like, Mrs. Entrance gear is that white outfit, not a jacket, not a coat, not a robe thing?
Yeah, we were just saying how much we liked the sunglasses last show or the show before that.
I like that, but what's with the coat?
He's Hollywood, man. He's a Marine, goddammit.
Now he's a former Intercontinental Champion, but I liked on Raw when Ziggler came to the ring, he was wearing Zack Ryder's sunglasses, the orange ones. As he put it down, the camera faded, panned away, and as he brought him back up, the camera panned back to Ziggler as a fuck you to Zack Ryder.
I don't really understand what you mean.
Well, because Zack Ryder's not on TV. They aren't doing anything with Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder and Dolph Ziggler are buddies in real life. So Ziggler was wearing Zack Ryder sunglasses.
Okay. So
the second that he put him down from his head to onto his eyes to see it was Zack Ryder, the camera panned away. And then when he put him back up, they panned back to Ziggler.
Gotcha.
It was subtle, but I caught it.
Well, okay, so you think now that Lesnar is going to be the not defend the title very often, you think the Intercontinental Championship is going to be given more of a spotlight?
They should do that in the U.S. title. I think it's time. I know we've talked about it before on the show. You got to put that U.S. title on Rusev.
And you think those two titles are going to be elevated? Or?
Yeah, I think they'll be elevated because that would also open up Sheamus then to go after Lesnar. Maybe a Ziggler-Bray Wyatt feud for the IC title?
Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Well, is it did
then eventually give it to Bray, and then have him like main event shows while Lesnar is fucking around.
This is terrible. Oh, this is terrible. So if Bray does win the IC title, does he have the whole world in his hands?
I see.
I wish you would have cut to you just to see you no-sell that. You can't make me laugh, Bachelor. You can't make me laugh. You can't break me.
Yeah, so... yeah, so I think that would be a pretty good potential. So Bray is the IC strap. Because I don't see Ziggler, like, be main eventing shows and stuff like that. So I think that's a good possibility.
He's got to change the gimmick up. He's got to change the look. He's got to change the music. He's a little stale.
I'd like to see some, like, Harper be elevated. Maybe a new person in the Wyatt family. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, Bray threatened that at the Jericho match.
A new person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. What do you say? Sorry, I sometimes tune in. I don't, like, tune in, tune out. I don't know.
I think it was during the Chris Jericho podcast when Bray Wyatt actually called in. They were just going back and forth, and he's like, what if I don't need Rowan and Harper? What if there's someone new, Chris?
They used the podcast to further the storyline?
They did, actually. It was an episode where Jericho was just taking calls.
Uh-huh.
And then Bray Wyatt called, and then it got awkward because they didn't, like, Jericho didn't really know whether it was to go a storyline or to go, like, to keep it real or to...
Yeah.
And Bray's just being Ray, like low key talking and just talking shit. And Jericho's like, "Well, I'll tell you something, Bray Wyatt. At SummerSlam, you're not gonna have Rowan and Harper there to help you, and I'm gonna beat you." It's just so awkward. It was cool they tried it, but they need to do something else.
So he hinted at a new member. What did he say about that?
Oh, just that. Just maybe there's someone new you don't know about.
Oh. Okay, let's have a fun time predicting who that could be. Jerry Lynn.
Jerry Lynn is the newest member of the Wyatt family.
Christopher Daniels.
Steen Kevins. I said, let's talk.
Kenta.
Kenta's the new Japanese member of the Wyatt family. He's from Wyatt Family Japan. I guess we should talk about how awesome NXT is going to get for the next year with all the signings of Kenta, Prince Devitt, and our boy, Kevin Steen. It's official. Kevin Steen is now under WWE contract.
Well, it's my, like, for pure wrestling entertainment, like, I don't know. It's really fun to watch right now. So. All they talk about is wrestling. They don't talk about $9.99. They don't talk about the app. They don't talk about any of that crap. They just talk about what's going on in the ring.
I know I texted this to you, but when they unveiled that new title, do you not expect it to say $9.99 on the belt?
It's getting so irritating. I'm all about product placement, but like. Oh, man, wouldn't you just want to put on, like, a good show and make people want to just get your product that way? Like, just instead of shilling it so bad. That's why I hate those little, like, little banners every time. Like, ooh, WWE is it better than ESPN, ABC, NBC. Oh, fuck you. I don't give a shit. Like, come on. Like, just, like, put on a good show. Like that, you don't have to brag. No one likes a bragger. So
Zach's bringing the fire tonight.
Well, I always like to say what I don't like. So
yeah,
that's it. Like that's what I. Your little passion.
Yeah.
A little fire.
Just a little passion right there. So yeah. When,
don't
when
talk Steen, about it. Not you. Yeah.
So when when Steen does show up, is he joining Generico or is he attacking the Generico?
I don't know. I hope that he helps Adrian Neville keep the title from Sami Zayn.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I said it. That's why I said it. You blow your nose, I'll keep saying. That's why I said it.
Actually, you know what would be hilarious? It's never going to happen. Is if like Sami Zayn just gets a present in the ring, he opens up and it's the Generico mask. And that's how you start bringing Kevin Steen in.
You just think about this stuff constantly, don't you?
Yes. I have nothing else going on in my life. It's all like, I have. It's still real to me, damn it.
Like, you had that written down, and you've been waiting all week to say that, haven't you?
I've been fantasy booking on WWE 2K14. And if I have to hear Hogan or Stone Cold say that, WWE 2K15, that's a badass video game. That game's badass.
Like what? You play Stone Cold does not play that game.
Even Hogan
play any games of it.
Hogan was on Kevin and Bean. Hogan was on Kevin and Bean this week, and he even said, it's a badass game, brother. Everything looks real.
Yeah, he's probably looked at it, but he's never played it.
Yeah. Interesting, Sting was on the panel with Hogan, Cena, Sheamus, Cesaro at the unveiling of the roster that mm-hmm. Stone Cold and Renee hosted.
Mm-hmm. I saw that too.
Yeah. Oh, and I could, if I'm going to make the joke, I might as well Jake it. So when they were doing the roster, then it was John Cena and Dean Ambrose and Homicide and Joe and Cabana. No. Anyhow, moving on.
Yeah. So
you've been watching TNA. Let's talk TNA.
Yeah, TNA has been really good. I just enjoy the multiple layers, not layers, but just more storylines. They try to include everybody, even when someone's not in a, like, for example, Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should be like a title pitcher guy, but he's helping out that Sam.
Whatever. Dexter.
I want to call him Sam Stout because UFC fighter for some reason, but yeah. Sam Shaw, and he was that crazy killer guy, and I don't know, you just like to see him elevating younger guys. Just an example of I don't know, and I like that. I like that they put the title on Lashley. I know he can't talk; he's not good on the mic, but
they got MVP for that.
Yeah, so if you look at the two promotions, they both have like the big MMA guys as their champions now.
Yeah.
I don't like how they called Lashley just Lashley. I don't know where Bobby go. What happened to Bobby?
He's the Destroyer, Lashley.
Yeah, I like Bobby Lashley. It's Bobby Lashley.
The New York shows have been really good as a whole.
Yeah, I think that's maybe why I've also enjoyed it. The atmosphere is better than the stupid TNA arena Impact Zone.
Rockstar Spud's still killing it.
Oh, he's great. Did you see? Didn't he faint or something like that? Or he fell down?
Yeah. Oh, was it after?
Dixie went through a table.
Yeah. Finally. The week after made me laugh so hard at Rhino. Last week's episode, when EC3, Spud, and Rhino were in the ring, Rhino was just overacting with his facial expressions. When they're taking a moment for Dixie, he's comforting Spud and comforting EC3. I'm like, bravo, Rhino, you're actually trying for once.
So I actually like that. I know EC3 can talk. He was actually like pretty funny as Derek Bateman, so he was pretty funny. My best comparison for him is that he's unathletic like the Miz. Like he's like Miz Junior. That's what I find. Is that a good comparison? Like
that's a very good comparison.
They both have the body, but they're not athletic. Like I don't know, and they I don't know. So they both can talk pretty good, but so I enjoyed that promo, like when he's talking about what's Ezekiel Jackson's name now? Is it Rick or Rip
Long? Rick Ron or something like that.
Rick Long or like Rip Long or
Ray Cron. Snitsky's still Snitsky, but Ezekiel Jackson was.
And how is Snitsky ECW? Like he wasn't even in the WWF or WWE version of. Was he?
Yeah, he was, but I love they actually did that It's Not My Fault joke, too.
They did, yeah, that was good. Okay, so what else about Impact is that they've been, like, since the shows are taped, they've been, like, previewing them. Mm-hmm. And, like, the week before, right at the end of Impact, they showed a preview saying, it happens, and they show, like,
the moment you never thought you'd see.
So what do you think about that? Like, them, like the wrestling shows are kind of not spoiling it, but, like, they're almost spoiling their own product with showing their matches and showing, I don't know, what's happening next week.
Well, in the age of internet spoilers, because we all know what happened a month ago when they actually taped the episodes, I think it's just smart because it gets people watching next week's show.
I've been enjoying it. Yeah, I think, or at least production value, if it's it was put together properly at least, and I think it looks good.
What do you think of what James Storm's doing with Sonata?
Again, another example. Guy should be in the title picture, helping out a young guy. This is what they should be doing with Big Show and Mark Henry types in the WWE, like storylines like this.
And he's going to add Manic to his stable too.
Is that still Perkins, whatever his name is?
TJ Perkins, yeah. So they're going to give him a new mask and outfit. So they're finally going to change away from the Suicide gimmick.
Good, yeah, because remember when they were trying to do both, or like he was Manic and TJ Perkins, and like,
or yeah, like he's wearing this Suicide outfit, but in the back he's not wearing the mask. You just see the back of his head. I'm like, what?
And no, I think they showed his face too.
Yeah, like from a side profile, but not, you don't see his whole face.
I thought they did a whole like biography on him too, as TJ Perkins.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, TNA's been good. What else would happen in it? MVP just has to keep his promos a little shorter. If he keeps them short and sweet, he's good at them, I find. He's still a good talker, yeah.
The Dudley's Hardy Boy promo one, when the show opened, that one guy in the crowd was really happy to see that. Did you notice that guy? The guy like, oh my God! Oh my God!
I don't know if I saw that episode yet. That was the last episode?
That was the last episode, right at the beginning.
Don't know if I caught that one yet.
Yeah, so it was like the first time in 10 years that the four of them have ever been to the ring, and they never mentioned Edge and Christian, but that other team.
Yeah, well, you'll never see that, at least Edge.
Well, they're building to a TLC match with the Dudleys, Hardys, and the American Wolves, so...
Mm-hmm. Those matches were good though. With the Wolves. Oh, and the Wolves. What is up with those fur costumes?
I have no idea.
Those have to go. Those are so silly looking. Like, who looks at those and says that's a good idea?
Well, at least Davey dyed his hair black again from the red. That was terrible when he dyed his hair red.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, it's that mask.
The mask gave you an allergic reaction.
I'm allergic to the mask. Loser loses the mask. Why? Because they're allergic to it. That's all. Never. Rule number one, never sneeze in your mask. Bad things happen, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
What else? TNA. Oh, the Bram Abyss storyline.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Bram. I think he should have been built up a little bit slower, though. I think that's what I think. It's Abyss is a little too soon for Bram. I think he should have been built up a little slower.
Yeah, I agree. I guess rumors are going that Bully Ray may be done with TNA soon. So
that'd be sad.
I say
good for WWE if they want him back, and I hope they use him properly.
I still say him versus Cena's money. Layout
heel right there. It's like right, immediately top heel.
Layout Cena, do you remember who I am? And then just go back to being Bubba Ray Dudley.
Would you say Bubba? I don't know, because I feel like...
Bully Ray's a better name?
I don't know. It just adds more credibility. Bubba Ray just seems like, how could you be a champion as Bubba Ray?
I think if he comes back, he'll be Bubba Ray. It's like a homecoming.
Yeah, I think he will be, but it's just always hard to get past certain things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I recently downloaded the ROH event where they were actually at an outdoor baseball stadium. Interesting. They actually drew a good crowd, but it's weird because the ring is in the middle of the diamond in the infield. And everyone's in the stands, mm-hmm. and there's no seats on the floor.
That's weird.
I guess...
Why not? They can't have the chairs on the grass or something?
I guess. I don't know. The match with Jay Lethal, I guess Truth Martini rounded the bases and the crowd popped for it.
That's a good move. Good one, and, Truth.
And Scarlett Bordeaux sung the national anthem before the actual event.
Of course she did.
You just know sold that too.
She's a terrible singer. No, she's not. I just told her that and made her cry at a show one time.
You did. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a bad man, Zach Selleck. You're a bad man.
That's the point of going to shows.
That's right.
Chirping.
I guess Drew Galloway is the new Evolve champion. He beat fat Chris Hero. Man, he's gotten fat.
Chris Hero got fat?
Oh, dude. He's like, he looks like Mike Knox.
What? How did he get so fat so fast?
I don't know. He's just not taking care of himself. It's kind of sad.
Like, you think like he was so close to keeping in shape. You think he would have just kept trying, but no, eh?
Who ate all the candy? It's Chris Hero.
I want to see a picture of this. I'm gonna look it up.
Oh yeah, just Google fat Chris Hero.
Okay. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
So keep the show rolling for.
That's right.
You got the indie report for yeah. My Bachelor right now.
Matt Seidel was on a recent U shoot from KMA Commentaries and talked about pod a little bit. He really likes his weed, so we support Matt Seidel on the show.
Who does?
Matt Seidel. Evan Bourne.
Was I reading or we were talking about him smoking spice?
Yeah, he talked about smoking spice and he would never do it again. He's like, don't smoke spice.
He was smoking a lot or something.
Yeah.
Man, I saw a few videos on World Star Hip Hop of people just freaking out on that stuff. It's not good for you, I don't think.
No. But when the Fed tests you for weed, you don't got much choice. But he didn't talk that much shit about people. He talked shit about Taryn Terrell, which was actually kind of funny. Like it when she first started out in developmental, like the Divas were having a match. Like you have a match right now, and she hit like the X Factor finisher, and she tried to hook the leg, but they were on their stomach, and she's hooking the leg to pin them, and it was just embarrassing.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I got the picture up. And he's got the beard too?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he looks fat. Wow, he does look like he could be the next Wyatt family.
What he's going for to get signed again.
He definitely could.
I think Fat Chris Hero needs a song, Zach. I think
Fat Chris Hero got released, I think I could come up with something. There's some good content there.
Get a fat beat and how, I don't know, no longer the king. He's the Burger King, Chris Hero. The Burger King of wrestling, Chris Hero.
Like it. There's a song there.
Yeah, there's a song there. Coming soon for the Tiny Tights show.
All right, how much time we got left?
I think we're wrapping up right now. Since we always seem to talk about Walking Dead at the end of the show.
Why are we talking about Walking Dead? It hasn't been on for, like...
Well, Robert Kirkman's kind of trolling the fans, saying Daryl might be gay.
Well, obviously, you know why he's always alone, is because he's got, like, a magazine.
Beefcake.
I couldn't even come up with like a fake name that quick. I was like,
he's got a magazine of Tiger Beat with the Jonas Brothers on it.
Beef Eater.
It explains all the weird vibe with him and Carol, because she liked him a whole lot more than he liked her.
Well, what's with the blonde chick then? They're hinting at that last season.
Well, that suddenly makes that episode a whole lot less creepy, because if he's gay, it's more of a brother thing rather than a hookup thing.
Well, wouldn't it be better if it was a hookup thing? Like you're out in the woods. You gotta get your nuts. Your nuts are full. There's a blonde girl.
Yeah, it's the blonde girl with that cute looking zombie in the corner.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't even be able to get it up anymore, you know? Like after killing so many people and like
I said
You just get like Edie.
I say do it because A, the internet would break, and B, it doesn't change the character who he is because he's still the most badass character on the show. Who gives a fuck if Daryl's gay?
Yeah, I just thought about it. Remember when all our shows were like glitchy? Like it was like that was gay.
That was gay, Daryl.
That was as gay as Daryl. Yeah.
Okay, so we should wrap it up. If you like the show, email us at tinytightshow@gmail.com. If you like the video, hit like below, subscribe to the channel.
Have we ever gotten email? Have you ever checked?
We've gotten spam, but I don't think we've gotten an actual email yet. One day I hope for a good email.
Okay, Sergio, it's up to you, man.
Yes.
Create a false account. Catfish us.
Catfish us, yes, at the Tiny Tight Show. Follow us on our Instagram.
Tiny Tight Show, and that's our Twitter, too. So check out shows. We usually post up pics of shows we go to. And
Ring of Honor's coming up September 6th.
Yeah, so we'll get some pics up. And thanks for watching the show, Tights Win Fights.
Tiny Tights, aye, aye. Ow! Stop broadcast.